Uh-oh. We know what that music means. Do we have to investigate something around here? Or is there something going on with John Johnson?
I mean, what happened?
Someone guilty around here?
Guilty.
Right, guilty.
It sounds like Hugh Douglas over here.
What'd I do?
Well, let's hear it. I mean, John Johnson had to investigate something that you said a few days ago to find out if you were guilty or not.
Caleb, describe one more on social media.
All right, we'll go with Phil, and he has a big grievance with Hugh Douglas. Okay. On Monday, he said Jalen Hurts is more valuable than Howie Roseman. Can the court demand a drug test, please?
Phil, thank you for your grievance. I am well aware of this. We didn't bring it up on this program, but I am well aware of what transpired and the exchange after Hugh made such a statement. And Hugh said, as the grievance implies, that when they were talking about the success of the Philadelphia Eagles these last few years, Hugh Douglas stood his ground and said that Jalen is more responsible for it than Howie Roseman. And I know that Kyle Quinn, so this is like a double midday grievance here, that Kyle and his co-host, Joe Giglio, said, are you all right, Hugh? What are you talking about? How could you say that? This is difficult from my standpoint here, being, you know, now the jury and eventual judge, because it's an opinion, right? Versus true or false, telling a truth or lying. So it's very difficult. But difficult challenges, I'm not going to shy away from it. Hugh Douglas is guilty. Absolutely guilty. Mm-hmm. You don't want to disrespect Jalen Hurts by having to pick a side. And I understand that. Jalen Hurts has accomplished a lot. We know his resume. We know what he hopes to still accomplish. However, to say it blatantly without any hesitation and not back down from it is ignorance. And Hugh Douglas, ignorant in such a statement. Guilty. It's not capital crime, but it's like a step beneath that to where, somebody as the drug test. Yes. Can we get your blood tested? Perhaps. Maybe the court will order that. But Hugh is guilty.
A step below capital crime, your response, the judge has spoken.
I think the case was wrongly presented because I remember the conversation. And it was on the piggybacking off of how Howie has thrust himself into this and made himself seem irreplaceable. And I don't believe that to be the case. That was the gist of the conversation that was being had.
It was. Now, to be fair, if the way you're framing it, and Jalen also not irreplaceable, because last Friday I was told Tanner McKee could roll in there and win 11 games.
Well,
I said 10.
That Tanner McKee could win 10 games and get you to the playoffs. He ain't going to win you a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I still stand on that.
One of our callers told me he could lead them to the number one seed.
No, and that caller has banned himself. He's had a self-ban from this show. But I believe that. I think that what Howie has done is strategic genius. Because Howie has had success. I cannot deny that. But what Howie also has done, he's presented himself in a way that you can't be without him, and I think that's by design. I do believe that.
But also by performance.
Okay, we'll give you that, but Howie's not the only one that's out there performing. He has a group of individuals that help him make the decisions and steer him in the right direction.
Totally.
It's almost like, you know, like they say a good boss has good consiglieres, good generals and stuff. Same thing. And when I said that, you know, the people that weren't vibrating on a higher level like I am and don't have vision such as me, they didn't understand that.
Wasn't that the day your contact was acting up on you? There was no vision. Listen, there was no vision.
I scratched my cornea. My cornea was...
You were foggy.
I got to the RV. Is it hazy out? I can't see anything.
I still stand on that.
It's a terrible take.
It's an awesome take. It makes you think.
No.
It makes you think.
You know, I'm going to start taking that when I piss everyone off. This is an awesome take. It makes you think.
It's an awesome take. It ain't no worse than the Eagles got blown out yesterday by the Cleveland Browns.
Hold on, that's not a take.
That was a fact. Yeah, everyone watched it. That was there. They got blown out. You laugh.
I digress.
You laugh, but guess what? If they start off 2-2, you don't
everybody
think they'll come
knows
back
what, everybody knows okay. what happened on that field
so
yesterday.
So why are we playing this preseason game? We already know what the outcome going to be. Cleveland going to blow us out.
Why are they playing it?
Well, yeah.
Because they charge season ticket holders for all the games.
Simple, that's not
good. I mean, the preseason is a scam. Right.
Elliott let the cat out of the bag.
He did.
He warned everybody.
I love ESP, boy. He gets on Spike's nerves.
If you missed yesterday, can we hear Elliott again? Elliott yesterday on the afternoon show describing what happened in the Eagles-Browns joint practice. Here it was.
Today was a blowout by the Browns. Like, wow. The Browns won this practice considerably more than the Eagles won their practice yesterday. And I think for the 2 days overall, the Browns outplayed the Eagles.
You know what's missing from that?
Really hits every time I hear it.
You know what's missing from that? Mm. What did Ike say? I wonder what did Ike say? Ike was sitting there. What did Ike say? What was Ike's retort? I'm curious.
I think Ike feeds into the training camp bit.
He does.
Yeah.
I think he's an enabler.
He didn't say it, but I think Ike probably went on his FanDuel app and bet the under on the season win total, if I'm being honest.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. We're monitoring that.
I'm just curious because I mean, like, so there's no audio of Ike saying anything to Elliott about nothing.
I'm sure there is.
Well, yeah.
We for our purposes, that doesn't matter.
We have an agenda to push you.
Are you new around here?
I respect it so much.
I hear the Eagles get blown out by the Browns.
Wow, that's all you need to hear.
All right, hold on. I'm checking their win total. I just want to see if it dropped over at the FanDuel. Their win total is still, hold on. All right, still 11.5. It hasn't moved, but I'm monitoring the situation.
And I still stand on that, though.
Stand on what?
The Howie thing.
Yeah, no.
Get out of here.
We got to move on.
I do.
Last time we did this,
I have vision.
You got everyone upset, and then you had to fight off people that were upset.
It's very aggravating.
It's
an extremely aggravating thing.
It's the truth. Mm-hmm. Howie's standing on the shoulders of others.
Okay.
But he gets the credit.
So we had a caller on Monday who led us here, and so I threw out the question, mm-hmm. and then you had what you call a good take.
I had epiphany.
I'm going to spin it a different way. I'm going to ask the same question a different way to end the week. Right now, I'm not saying when their careers are over. I'm saying right now, who's more deserving of a statue outside the link, Howie or Jalen?
Right now?
Right now.
Jalen.
Stop. It's Howie.
Dude, you...
How many
Super Bowls? You got
Jalen
into the crack.
Jalen has been to two.
Yeah, Howie's been at three.
And he played well in both of them.
Howie didn't play in any.
Jalen is more deserving.
How many rings Jalen got?
Jalen got two.
No.
One.
You didn't say if they were championship rings or not. You just said rings.
Oh, okay. Stop.
Then how many rings?
Jalen got three.
Hey, how many rings Howie got?
Howie
got
three. Jalen has three rings.
How many Howie got?
Where's Jalen's? Hold on. Where's Jalen's third ring?
He got married this offseason.
Oh, stop. Now you're.
Wait a minute. Did you just?
There's almost a curse on the air. He got married this offseason. Howie's married.
No. Did you see Kyle's face?
So disappointed.
I'm appalled at you.
Hey, listen. If I can say, if Elliot can say ridiculous stuff on this radio station,
what's
I
ridiculous?
Can too.
They got their ass kicked yesterday, okay?
That was a self-fake.
It was, okay?
If Elliot can say ridiculous stuff, then damn it, this Friday I can say ridiculous stuff too.
All right.
As long as you admit it's ridiculous.
Yeah, as long as you know
you're being completely rings, absurd. Yeah, and Howie has more.
No, he should get a statue. Too. I do believe that.
If they retired
Howie
goes to the Hall of Fame, Jalen does not. If
you,
they
you, does, retired does right Nick now. Foles have a statue?
You don't have to do this.
Yes,
man.
But that was the
in that, four, he over four games.
Hold on. That was the most famous play in franchise history.
Four
to that point.
Games and Nick Foles got a statue, right?
Did you see that play?
I'm not arguing
on
the play.
Fourth down.
I am not.
Against Belichick.
You don't have to do this, my man. You don't have to do this.
What do you? I don't have to do what?
I'm trying to save you.
Four games.
I'm throwing you a
after
lifeline.
Four games. He got a statue.
This
did he
is
not?
This is a figurative pox party you're doing right now. You're at a pox party,
about? Dude. Take the lifeline.
What are you talking
please.
About? Four games. He got a statue. How many times? How many playoff games Jalen's won?
That's
how long has he been here?
He's been here 5 years.
He needs a statue.
Does not need a statue yet.
Okay, not yet, but he should. They should be getting. They should be working on it.
They should not be working on his statue
yes,
yet. He's
got
to have a career
left. You know what
this left.
Is? You're being thirsty to the Jalen guys.
Oh,
wow, thirsty to the Jalen guys. He has a pressure group. Is that what we're talking about?
No, like his fan group. No, fan boys. No. The fan
you
boys.
Know the lunatics that call in here and tell us that he's the best quarterback that ever
walked here. No, no, first
you
of all.
You
first of all.
I, wow. Joe, I see exactly. I see exactly.
Trying to endear himself to the Jalen guys.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Objective analysis out the window.
We caught you.
First of all.
Now you're caught.
I have never said that Jalen was the best quarterback in the NFL. I've never said
that. No, but you are. You're placating to them.
I am not placating anybody. I am speaking my truth.
Wow.
I am speaking what I believe in my heart.
No, Joe.
I know. I see it.
No, see, Kyle can't handle the truth, so now he's trying to spin it in a way.
No, there's no truth.
There's some factual validity to it.
There isn't.
It is.
Okay. No.
Can we just go back to reality for a second? Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in Eagles history. I think he's jumped Donovan. He's a Super Bowl champion.
That's why he needs a statue.
It's not a statue. He hasn't earned a statue yet. The next statue here should be the Tush Push statue. And then after that, perhaps a Howie statue. Then we talk about Jalen's statue.
The Tush Push statue.
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to let you know, the phone lines are ringing off the hook right now. we are running out of time. They're coming for you.
We should have led with this.
And let them come. They came for Jon Snow. And he stood his ground.
All right. By the way, before we go back to the phone lines here,
I like the shirt.
We want to thank Steve.
White,
Steve
though.
From You People. It's white.
It shouldn't have been white.
Why? We got a gift. Say thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Man. Take your free thing. Be grateful.
You need to make some with some different colors, though, because white is not a great color for a t-shirt.
The shirt is awesome.
That's great.
You People have a shirt. They also have, I didn't know this. Do you know they have a slogan? Do you know they have a slogan? The You People. Bell rings, we speak. So I guess we ring the bell to start the show, and they speak.
But we don't ring a bell, though.
It's probably figurative. It's a ring the bell. Play along. Steve made us a shirt.
I'm being difficult
just
on
play
a Friday.
Yeah, just play along. All right, speaking of difficult, Cowboy Jim is up next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Why are you glossing over the fact that Hugh also said that fans are idiots? So which is worse?
I say it with all due respect.
Yeah, but we know that doesn't count.
All due respect.
Even Cowboy Jim is after you, and we know he's, you know,
with
you
all
two,
due respect.
You two on the same side most times.
Well, look, the only time passengers are happy with me is when I give them a Biscoff cookie and free alcohol. So you all know about that, too. Let me get to my snack here before you cut me off here. My snack is, this is something Kyle likes. Kyle likes, you know, nuts that are sugar-coated. So I'm going to say a sugar-coated cashew or pecan.
Sugar-coated?
So
like, hold on a second. Like honey sugar or just regular sugar?
Sugar-coated nuts, like pecans or...
Kyle did not like that.
This is a lot.
You like that one, you?
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, you, come on. Join in on the cowboy party. Come on. Herb's worried. Mm-hmm. Kyle's worried. Joe's worried about the Cowboys.
I'm not worried about the Cowboys. I told you.
Yeah, I dropped that, by the way.
The Cowboys stink.
Yeah.
You dropped it, Kyle?
Yeah, come on, man. Like, you see what's going on down there. It's a total disaster.
7-10. I mean,
I don't know what's going on down there, Kyle.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
I don't want to know. Hey, listen, I need my friend Denzel Washington. Listen, my cowboy brother. Listen, I feel your pain, Denzel. I hope he likes bourbon. I'm going to need to send him some bourbon. And boo-hoo-hoo, a bunch of millionaire Phillies stuck in Cincinnati. Give me a break. They got 50 rooms at the Marriott overlooking the Ohio River. Food, beer, everywhere. Give me a break. The next day, they get luxury buses sent to an escort. Give me a break here. I was on an airplane for 14 hours yesterday.
What's your job?
I'm not crying like Fransky's crying. Give me a break.
I don't think he was crying. It's your job, Jim.
That's a little different.
Yeah, Jim, we appreciate the phone call. I'm not excusing the Phillies' loss or Topper's bad decisions last night because of the plane. That does sound like a terrible travel day, though.
It is. It does sound like it. Like to have to go straight to work once you get off the plane.
I mean, they're used to getting in the night before.
Yeah,
so to
and
get
unwind,
in,
rest a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not an excuse to lose to the Nats. The Nats stink. But it's a thing. It happened.
Something. It's definitely something.
It is. But there's a lot of things in this show that are just, there's something. There's a lot of, today's been a lot of somethings.
Yes.
Your favorite something from today? The Pox Party.
That was different.
Yeah.
That was definitely different. Did not know about the Pox Party.
You learn something new single day.
Jeff was a part of the Pox Party.
Yeah. Sometimes you go to you've been brought to the Pox Party. You didn't even know.
You didn't even know.
You just were dropped off.
But now that you know you went to the Pox Party, do you confront your parents about it?
No.
At this age?
No. I mean, we got out of the way.
We're all standing.
Yeah.
It's cool.
No one died.
So That was the point.
Yeah. You know? Just get it out of the way.
I guess you're right.
Well, I'd rather get it when I was young than older. I mean, who wants chicken pox when they're like a teenager or grown up?
Like we said, I mean, Hugh's got to look out for stuff.
You better watch out, man.
Keep y'all kids away from me, little badass kids.
No kids. No kids get chicken pox anymore.
Oh, they don't get it? Okay.
We did the box parties.
I think we
single-handedly ended it.
I think I was, I guess Kyle too, right around the end of children getting chicken pox. I think it's about the mid-90s. Everyone kid was getting the vaccine, or most at least. So it kind of went away. All right, can we check in with you people? What's going on there?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
And it's sponsored by New Jersey Human Services. Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepic.nj.gov. We have a red alert, fellas.
Mm.
Aaron in San Diego is threatening to come to McGurk's on September 3rd. Whether he's in the league or not.
That is a red alert. All right, so we know people there.
It's a nice little flight, though.
It is, yeah.
It ain't cheap.
I think we can alert security. It would be pretty funny if Aaron from San Diego came from San Diego all the way here to join us, and we did not let him in. Security wouldn't let him through the door.
That would be a lot. That'd be kind of hurtful, though, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but do you want to hang out with Aaron
for
3 hours?
Mm-mm.
I mean, he can say hi, but it's like hanging out.
He could say we could wave through the window from the outside.
Even that's a lot. All right. So on the poll we put out earlier. So the Phillies lose 3 straight. Now Joe wants Topper fired.
We never said
that. Get this guy out of my city. Well,
said he needs to be great. How is that firing him? I need him to perform well.
That's what he heard.
Does anyone listen? Does anyone?
No.
Okay.
No.
Does anyone hear what's being said?
Mm-mm. Maybe.
Okay.
They don't listen, though.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yep. Joe conveniently picks on Castellanos, but doesn't have the balls to rip Bryce Harper.
Mm.
Well, so Bryce has not been good in August. I said that. We discussed this a little bit.
I've heard that.
Yeah. He's also been much better this season than Nick Castellanos. Bryce Harper, for as much as he's struggling, like I think he could get on base or not get on base for like a week and still have a higher on base percentage than Castellanos.
By the way, I think sometimes people forget who they're dealing with here. You traded Bryce Harper
for Juan Soto. I've traded them all. I mean, like,
yeah, that's kind of yeah.
They don't call you Trader Joe for nothing.
That's right.
All right, how's this one for coping? Elliot is lying.
This is my new favorite one for things aren't going the way we want.
Not true.
That person's making
it up. He's a liar.
Eagles didn't play well? You were lying about it. Well, actually, someone said yesterday, because yesterday when we started the show, Kyle, I was going over Jalen's performance in camp, and I was using Elliot's grades, and I kind of went through them and averaged it out, right? So if you average out Elliot's grades, it is about a C on the GPA level, right? Grade point average. Mm-hmm. Someone said I'm lying, and there were more Bs than I said. As if I went through them all and just made up what Elliot put out there. Why? Why would anyone lie?
Elliot's making it up. Oh, God. All right. Let's test out a couple of potential new drops today.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
We're going to be playing the big D, okay?
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. That's a herb.
And then this one. I think this one has some serious potential.
Joe Chilio is an idiot.
That one might be a daily drop. We could use that a lot around
Joe
here.
Joe Chilio is an idiot.
I think that was Brian from earlier, so mm-hmm. I did like that one. Long talking Douglas is really starting to get on my nerves.
You know what? I was just sitting there saying, I might have not caught a stray today or two.
No.
Oh, stop. In the YouTube chat? Come on.
Yeah, you got a few more coming, buddy. I'm surprised any callers would forget he was on the show when you hear his phone go off over the air.
That was actually Kyle in the chat.
Twice today.
One time it was during an interview.
I thought I got away with it.
Yeah, well, you get away with them when they're during interviews because Kyle doesn't yell and you know, just destroy the interview.
I just give you a dirty.
He gives them the look.
Absolute dirty.
Like a parent who sees the kid doing something they're not supposed to do. Like, I see you over there. It's like a kid with his hand in the cookie jar. We all see it.
Yep. I don't really know where this one came from. Mm-hmm. Hugh sounds like a Mets fan today.
Wow. Fan. That's a low blow.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You must have said something pro-Mets. Or
well, what does a Mets fan sound like? Delusional?
A jerk.
Sad,
yeah.
Deep down, like really depressed and sad. Hurtful. Yeah, it is hurtful.
I just heard the golf crew in the Glen Mills. It's a Glen Mills golf crew is listening to us, so shout out to the golf crew.
Nice course. Nice course. Like that place. This one might kind of hurt.
Why you laugh?
Ooh, Hugh is looking extra old today.
I don't believe that. I put lotion on my skin. That's not true.
Vaseline or lotion?
No, I put lotion.
It's the ooh that.
Yeah,
ooh. They're
what you look like?
The ooh is reserved for like someone that like falls like really hard, like ooh, ow,
ooh, pop, pop, looking real old today.
Ooh, he was looking extra old.
What you look like?
That might be one of my favorite ones I've ever read.
You know, it's subtle, but it does sting a little
that
bit.
Hits, man.
So I've been thinking about names for my team in our fantasy league. Extra old Hugh is now certainly near the top of my list.
You moved off of Blue Jeans Lakin?
Blue Jeans Lakin is for our league with Rod that we're doing, like all the staff here. But extra old Hugh might be for our listener league.
Ooh. Oh man! All right, one more on to you. Hugh sticking up for Topper makes sense. Both lifeless and spineless.
That hurt. That hurt. That would hurt. that would hurt.
You know, I actually think that is a worse knock on Topper. They're having fun with you. They listen to your show. Poor Topper's getting rocked there, lifeless and spineless.
I am lively.
That is tough. All right,
I am so lively.
Just a couple more here. Mac and cheese as a snack is how you end up like Herb, fighting for your life in the bathroom.
For 7 hours.
That ain't funny, though. Why am I laughing?
Oh, dude. All right, last one. Herb said he wasn't worried about the Browns, but he did just spend 7 straight hours with them.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
That is good.
That's a good one.
That's a good way to end the week. All right, we need to pick a winner today for Tri-Day, which will incorporate...
Mac and cheese.
Okay, after we... I mean, you spent an hour destroying Black Gritty.
Yeah, I unfortunately put my foot down on that one. So.
All right, what do we like today? There's some good ones.
I did like the... You might have objected to it, but I like the deep-fried Oreo.
That was juice?
Yeah, it was juice.
You know what? I like juice. All right, Juice, you are officially invited, and you have a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Still. Maybe Juice will bring us some fried Oreos to draft night.
I'm not going
to
eat them.
I mean, I would eat them. It sounds delicious. All right, that is more than enough for us today. It's time for us to go. We are off to the weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hugh, we got to work tomorrow.
We got to work.
Yeah, we're not off.
What time we go to work? 11, right?
11 a.m. The pregame show starts before the Eagles and the Browns tomorrow afternoon. All right, the afternoon show is next. Enjoy them and the Philistine. We need a win. Is Wheeler going to get a win? Are we winning this game tonight?
Yes.
I need a guarantee. I need it.
Guaranteed
win tonight.
They're rested and they're ready to go.
There we go. All right, afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.